Please be seated. Do you ever have things happen that just crack you up? And you're driving in the car and you're laughing your head off and everybody thinks you're insane, but you don't care because it's really cool? No? I'm alone? Okay. I just had a moment like that coming up to the pulpit. It was so great. I'd like to share it with you, but maybe later. Okay. We had Mother's Day. It was great, wasn't it? And now we're having Father's Day. Oh, Dorothy. Dorothy Carner has been on our prayer list for a long time. She's been absent for a long time, and you're here today. I praise God for that, and I praise God for you. Awesome. And there's others here. I see Arlene, and we keep praying for you, Arlene, and a miracle is going to happen. Isn't our God fantastic? I'm pretty pumped and excited about that. Good to have you here. Well, I think we've been addressing the magnificence of God. And I remember the mother images and now the father images. Our God ministers to every aspect of our being. So whether we're a woman or a man, the Lord ministers to us. Now, there's a problem with that, isn't there? Because some of us, just as I heard, it's amazing, we didn't script that, but your pastoral prayer covered some of the points that I'm going to talk about today, and I am so excited about that. Thank you. We have, and what causes some of that misunderstanding, some of that disillusionment with our earthly father? I think it's a misunderstanding about the father image of God. We have a lot of that in Scripture. We also have mothering images of God in the Scripture. And I know some people say, I don't want to hear about those, but they're there. You know, he gathers them like a mother hen. I mean, our Lord is beyond scope and belief within a human context and framework. He's absolutely fantastic. So, last year I talked to you about the father image of God, and I loved that message so much, not that I did such a great job on it, but I just loved what it said, that I'd just do a little review, only part of it. Some of the way we get things wrong is because of our mistakes about who God is, how we understand God. And the first one might be, and this is the way I grew up, I saw the fresco of God reaching out his finger to give life to Adam. That was my image of God. Kind of like a Greek Zeus god. Terrifying. Incredibly awesome and very cool, but terrifying. The god that was throwing thunderbolts to the ground to scare me, or get me back in line, or anyone else. And then all I did was read through the Old Testament and see God telling Moses, get to one side because I am going to destroy all of my people right now because I'm so hacked off at them. I'm going to open up the earth and swallow them and smash them back together. And I thought, wow, I'm pretty scared too. So that might be your image of God. I'm not going to fix all these images for you today. We're going to talk about them a little bit. There's another one of an absent God. I don't know where he went, man. He created the world, said it's spinning, and he took off. And now whatever happens is whatever happens. Do any of you ever have, this rhetorical, you don't have to raise your hand. Do any of you ever think that? Where is God? He sure isn't paying attention to me. And then there's the other one, the cute little baby Jesus God. In South America, when we were there, they had an entire group of people that adoraban al culto del Divino Niño. They praised the grouping or the cultic group of the Divine Child. And they would have images of baby Jesus, and they would pray to baby Jesus for miracles to happen. They believed in God, so this isn't like a wild nuts cult, but it was a little bit sometimes off. That's another way we might view God. And many times our image of God, I think, is due to our image of our earthly fathers. And this can have great ramifications and difficult ones, can't it? Sometimes we've had a father who's not the best image of any kind of God at all. A father who mistreated us, mistreated our mother. I think, I always think of songs. Remember that song? I think it's The Temptations. It's not in my notes, so you know this is coming off the cuff. It's the one that goes, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his head was his home. And when he died, all he left us was alone. Oh, my goodness. You know that song, right? I see you chuckling and I hear it. It's unbelievable. He just left his whole family, and they're singing about it. Maybe that's the kind of father you had. Maybe a father who abandoned any one of us. And this abandonment is not always because he left us alone by his choice. Sometimes it's because he contracted a terminal illness and died. No other way to say that. Other times it's due to an accident that may have taken his life. Other times he gave his life for our country. But regardless, we're left without a father, aren't we? And sometimes, like it or not, and we know it's not right, we're angry and bitter about that. Especially when you go for a sleepover at a friend's house and they have a dad and you don't. Sometimes that father is even present, but not. Do you get that one? He's there, but he doesn't have time for you. Everything else is more important than you are. That's another feeling of abandonment or ignoring you. And I recognize that for some of us, we may have never known a father in our lives, an earthly father. Some of us had a wonderful mother who tried to make up to us that lack of a father. But for our purposes today, I want to concentrate on the father part of our image of godly authority. It's Father's Day. And I want to dwell on two issues. The first one is our view of our fathers and how we can honor that view and thus honor them and honor our eternal Heavenly Father in heaven. So you got that one? That's how we honor our fathers. That's kind of what we're trying to do today with Father's Day. And then the second one is how to carry out the role of a father. Oh, this is a switch, right? We thought that if we're dads here today, that it's all going to be about praising us. But this is a challenge to those of us who are fathers. How do we carry out a role of a father as given to us in Scripture for those of us who are fathers? Or maybe are going to be fathers. There are possibilities that we're carrying guilt around as fathers for a lack of a feeling of having done a good job. What I'd like to do is give you a little introduction to a video that we're going to see right now. It's a video from 1962. I was 10 years old at the time. This is from The Donna Reed Show. That's Paul Peterson playing Jeff. His sister is Shelley Fabres, who played Mary, and then Donna Reed, and I think the other guy is something Judd, is his dad. Anyway, I'll give you a little introduction to it. What happens is that during this whole episode, I think the shows were a half hour, his dad messes up on getting to every single one of his sons. His son is in high school here. He misses his sports activity. Then he misses another sports activity. Then he misses going to another event that was planned. And finally, he says, "Next month, Dad, I'm performing in the high school talent show. Do you think you could be there?" And Donna Reed, his mom, just goes to all lengths to make sure it's going to happen. And as they're driving to this concert, the cops pull them over. And they know he's a doctor because back then they had the medical doctor on the license plate, I guess. I don't know if they still do that. And they saw who he was. They took him to an emergency, and he saved a young girl's life. He gets to the concert as it's just finished. And this is what happens. I should have warned you about it.